LAPD charges man with attempted murder during Roe v. Wade protests. By Simon Kent on June 26, 2022. A California man was arrested and charged with attempted murder of Los Angeles police officers Friday as pro-abortion protesters took to the streets in the aftermath of the SCOTUS abortion ruling. The landmark Supreme Court decision in the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health case, which overturned the long-standing 1973 Roe v. Wade judgment, sparked violent public upheaval across the country, as Breitbart News reported. Michael Ortiz, 30, and Juliana Bernardo, 23, were among those arrested during a clash with police officers in the downtown Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD, Chief Michelle Moore said. The vast majority of those involved were peaceful and law-abiding. However, a much smaller group of individuals took to the streets with the intention of creating chaos and destruction, the LAPD said. The protests went long into the night before members of the crowd began throwing fireworks and other makeshift weapons at the officers, police alleged. Such was the press of people the LAPD declared an unlawful assembly late in the night after protesters filled downtown streets and some briefly blocked traffic on two freeways. Ortiz was allegedly among those members. He is accused of throwing a makeshift flamethrower at an officer, who had to be treated for burns. He was charged with the attempted murder of a police officer, KTLA reported. At some point in the night, Bernardo allegedly attempted to take an officer's baton and was subsequently taken into custody, the New York Post reported. She faces possible charges for resisting arrest. I condemn the violence against officers that occurred last night and into today, LAPD Chief Michelle Moore said in a news release. Individuals participating in such criminal activity are not exercising their First Amendment rights in protest of the Supreme Court decision, rather, they are acting as criminals. The department will vigorously pursue prosecution of these individuals. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.